Today on Take 5, our topic is distracted driving. We recently spoke to Marie Dodds with Oregon AAA.
They did some studies showing that things like cell phone use and texting are far worse than drunk driving.
That is true. And in fact, they're all very, very similar. But studies have shown that if you are texting while driving and you're taking your eyes off the road, it can be as bad as if you are driving impaired under the influence of alcohol or drugs. So that's really important to keep that in mind. If you feel you absolutely have a text and you have to look at it while you're driving, don't do it, because it's basically the same thing as if you'd had a couple of drinks and gotten behind the wheel. And I think most people in this day and age really realize the dangers of drinking and driving. And texting and driving is just as dangerous, if not more so.
There doesn't seem to be the same level of awareness about cell phone use and texting.
That's true. And I think with some drivers, there's an attitude that I don't want you to text or phone while driving, but it's okay for me to do it. And there's this attitude where people tend to think that, okay, I'm a better driver, so it's okay for me to text or call while driving, but I really don't want you to do it. So there is really a double standard and a denial, if you will, about how dangerous this can be.
Coming up after the break, we'll ask Marie Dodds about a recent plea from the National Transportation and Safety Board to ban all drivers nationally from cell phone use of any kind. Take 5 is brought to you by Home Federal Bank.
My business, my community, my Home Fed. At Home Federal Bank, we know that the strength of our local community is closely related to the strength of local businesses. We're here to make it easier and more profitable for your business to do business, right here at home. So bring us your business needs. We'll bring over 90 years of banking expertise. Together, we'll plan for success.
Home Fed Merchant Services now supports the iPhone card scanner. Your business can accept credit cards via your iPhone. Switching is easy at Home Fed. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Take 5 on News Talk 1110 KBND. Now back to more of our interview on distracted driving with Oregon AAA's Marie Dodds. And you recently did a study having to do with pets and distracted driving.
Yes, but we did a survey and we looked at pets and distracted driving, and 1 in 5 drivers admit to taking their hands off the wheel to keep dogs from climbing in the front seat. And any of us who've had a dog in the car have probably done that. But again, you take one hand off the wheel, it can impact your driving and how safety it is. And it's incredible because we have some folks who actually admit to feeding their dog, playing with their dog, and get this, taking a photo of their dog while driving. So if you're doing all these things, you're obviously not doing what you should be doing, which is paying attention while you're behind the wheel. I think that, you know, dogs are like kids to a lot of folks, and the dog, when the dog is in the car, the dog gets a lot of attention from the driver. So when you have your dog with you, you know, I'm a pet lover myself, but just ask yourself, am I taking my focus away from driving when I have my dog with me? We've all seen folks driving with little tiny dogs in their lap, and the unfortunate thing is that if you're in a crash and the airbags deploy, the dog is not going to fare very well.
One final question. What are your thoughts about the announcement from the NTSB? What do you think, and do you think that they have the power to be persuasive enough to actually make this happen?
Well, it's very interesting because our surveys and studies have shown the same thing, that when you are using a handheld device versus a hands-free device and you're talking on your phone in the car, it's not whether the device is hands-free or hands-held. It's the act of engaging in a conversation, and it takes your mind off of driving. So our studies show the same thing, basically, that using a hands-free device is not any safer than using a handheld device, with the exception that, you know, maybe you have that free hand to keep on the wheel. But our studies show that it's the act of engaging in that conversation that takes your attention and your focus away from driving and the road. So obviously, as a society, we view it as acceptable to have conversations in the car. But I think that realistically, if we look at the data and look at safety, eventually we will have to move to a system where we ban the use of cell phones in cars.
I'm Lori Robb, and this has been Take 5 on News Talk 1110 KBND. Depend on us.